Hey, Patrick said he had good music, but he doesn't do his own. Okay, sometimes we have to play the blues because the blues makes us happy. We're sick in the head, and every now and then we do something just to shake up our audience. That is nobody's fool. And I'm nobody's fool, but I'm here with my harmonica just to mess with your head. And this is the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show, where I talk about the issues of the day, hopefully from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. I do have everything's a FFF. It's free, Faith and Freedom. You can check us out at faithfreedoms.org. This is our last segment. Phone number here is 888-850-1872. I'm going to play that guy from the Death Valley days, John Wayne. We're going to see the last 2 minutes of this speech that Ronald Reagan gave in 1961. It's apropos. It is apropos. He was trying to tell us that the times, they are a-changing back then. And now I think the congressman ought to pay attention again. And I think the times, they are a-changing song is apropos. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Ronnie Reagan again, the guy from Death Valley days. And he's going to tell us what he thinks about what we ought to do in this critical time.
What can we do about this? Well, you and I can do a great deal. We can write to our congressmen, to our senators. We can say right now that we want no further encroachment on these individual liberties and freedoms. And at the moment, the key issue is we do not want socialized medicine. In Washington today, 40,000 letters, less than 100 per congressman, are evidence of a trend in public thinking. Representative Halleck of Indiana has said, when the American people want something from Congress, regardless of its political complexion, if they make their wants known, Congress does what the people want. So write. And if this man writes back to you and tells you that he too is for free enterprise, but we have these great services and so forth that must be performed by government, don't let him get away with it. Show that you have not been convinced. Write a letter right back and tell him that you believe in government economy and fiscal responsibility, that you know that governments don't tax to get the money they need, governments will always find a need for the money they get, and that you demand the continuation of our traditional free enterprise system. You and I can do this. The only way we can do it is by writing to our congressman, even if we believe that he's on our side to begin with, write to strengthen his hand, give him the ability to stand before his colleagues in Congress and say, I have heard from my constituents and this is what they want. Write those letters now, call your friends and tell them to write them. If you don't, this program, I promise you, will pass just as surely as the sun will come up tomorrow. And behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day, as Norman Thomas said, we will awake to find that we have socialism. And if you don't do this, and if I don't do it, one of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Whoa, that was scathing, scathing indictment upon us. Listen what he said. He said, if we don't do something, hello, wake up. I'm looking for you. Where are you? We're all hiding in the front closet. Okay. We've got work to do, folks. And again, it's a little bit strange, the show I have, because I do talk about these political issues, and I do bring in this religion aspect of it. You know why? Because we've kept the religion part of it out of the public discussion. And you know what happened? We've got nothing motivating us to do that, which is absolutely necessary and what is absolutely right. So, hey, our number here is 888-850-1872. I'm going to go to another article. I meant to talk about this the other day, and it's about global dimming. I found this in a Moscow news source. The latest research by European scientists, climatologists, and astronomers suggests that the so-called global dimming, have you heard of global dimming yet? I've talked about global dimming a little bit obliquely. It's the albedo effect has an effect on dimming, for all you scientists out there. Or the gradual reduction, this is global dimming, or the gradual reduction in the amount of global direct irradiance at the Earth's surface, observed for several decades after the start of systematic measurements in the 1950s, is a major factor affecting climate change around the world. Climate change. Have you noticed that the stats are finally out that for the last 9 to 11 years, the Earth has been getting cooler, and that those warming things that have happened, those warming activities over the last 20 years are directly proportional to the amount of sun flare activity. Directly proportional. You can track them. It's cause and effect. But the Earth has been getting cooler. Well, this is just a strange anomaly, but we're going to have global warming. Well, we're having increase of CO2, but you know what increase of CO2 does? Well, if we have increase of CO2, I found a National Geographic. I forecast this. More CO2 in the atmosphere, you feed the trees better. Guess what's happening on the edge of the Sahara Desert? We're getting encroachment of plants. And I was reading National Geographic, and they said, because there's more CO2 in the atmosphere, it's affecting the rate that certain things that they'd like to see as a natural environment, desert environment, is being swallowed up by these plants. Another danger to the world. So CO2 increase will have its effect, and it will be possibly global warming. But I say increase CO2, increase water vapor in the atmosphere, protect us from the changes made by the sun flares, protect us from radiation. It'll actually stabilize the climate when we have an increase of water vapor, I think, but I'm a little bit crazy. Now, they're talking about global dimming. Global dimming. What happens when you have more water vapor in the atmosphere? The albedo effect, where the sun's heat, the effect that the sun has on heating your atmosphere, will decrease because clouds have a 0.8 albedo effect. And by the way, you know what trees have? About a 0.25 albedo effect. Trees absorb sunlight and make the Earth warmer. So watch this. If we have more CO2, we have more trees. Trees are green. They suck up the heat energy from the sun. Deserts make the heat bounce away from the Earth. Hey, you know what? Here's another thing that you don't realize. Those solar panels, they heat the Earth. They cause global warming. It absorbs heat. It causes global warming. It absorbs the sun's radiated heat. The European scientific community offers different interpretations of this dimming phenomenon, a fact that gives no reason for optimism. Watch this. In other words, listen to this. The jury is out over the positive and negative aspects of global dimming. Have they got global warming figured out, but they don't have global dimming figured out? I think they don't have either figured out. I think there's some no-brainer science that you can make forecasts based on rational thought that I think will bear itself out over time. But this is, again, it's just part of the crisis. We've got to have a crisis. Guys, chill out. And by the way, I take my views on if the Bible's true, what should we see? If the Bible's true, the ice age came because there was no polar ice cap, because the water in the ocean was hotter. You know, like the average temperature in the ocean up till at the maximum point of the ice age was probably about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And you had more evaporation, had more water in the atmosphere, able to make it dump on the continents of snow until you froze and everything got cool and you froze the polar ice cap. Now the ice age gets to thaw because there's no way to keep up the snow level. So you got to have a global biblical flood in order to have an ice age, because we can't create one now. It's really interesting, but true, but most people don't know that. Let's see, it says, U.S. experts who have been measuring solar radiation volumes for over 50 years say the amount of direct irradiance reaching the surface of our planet has shrunk by 10% between the late 50s and the early 90s. Well, it might be because we've got an increase of CO2 and we have an increase of clouds and albedo effect, which is probably why in the last 9 to 11 years, the Earth has actually cooled. That could be. Makes sense to me. I'm not making this up. Hong Kong and the former Soviet republics receive Listen to this. Now, remember these major polluters? See, Hong Kong was chastised yesterday. We heard Patrick talk about this lady she was complaining about diapers from the Duggar family, and that Hong Kong is, or the Chinese have to produce all these diapers, which is increasing the carbon footprint in China. Hong Kong and the former Soviet republics, you know, the ones that pollute, receive 30% less and 20% less solar energy, respectively. It's probably because they've got CO2 in the atmosphere, and it affects the albedo effect, and so it's cooling. Ay, ay, ay. NASA experts who had published the relevant data in June 1999 agree that the solar system has now entered a hydrogen bubble. Greater hydrogen content in interplanetary space and all over the solar system expedites substance, energy, and information exchanges between the sun and the planets. Well, it might be that if we aren't as old as everybody thinks we are, and there's a rapid amount of hydrogen showing up in the space between space, that's going to happen. The Earth's atmosphere constantly receives additional energy and substances. This causes all, listen what they say here. This change in the Earth's atmosphere constantly receives additional energy and substances. This is including hydrogen from the sun and even helium. This causes all present-day global changes, including global dimming. It also causes global warming. British scientists say global dimming is fraught with serious consequences for human civilization. Listen to this danger here. This process could wipe out all plant life on Earth. Power generating, no, it won't, because when the CO2 increases, your plant life will be helped to increase. And of course, we're planting trees, which is a smart thing. And then that will absorb the heat from the sun, increase the evaporation and water vapor, which will increase the albedo effect, which will cool the Earth. It's a cycle, folks. It works. Power generating facilities will also burn up much more fuel today than they do. Increase our carbon dioxide emissions would increase the greenhouse effect and cause additional global warming. Of course, the greenhouse effect is causing possibly the global dimming effect, which causes it to cool. Folks, I think North America, as well as people across the Earth, are progressing into a pandemic of global dementia. We perish for a lack of knowledge. You know, I'm hoping that my strange extreme Christianity will lead me to a place of having a sound mind, a place of having a sound of power and love and a sound mind. I mean, that's what happens. I think I've got a sound mind, and I think it's directly proportional how much time I spend reading the Bible. But that's me, David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show. I always link faith and freedom, and I say our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. And I think I'm an extreme Christian, and I think that it is the answer to the pandemic of dementia that is sweeping North America and extending to the ends of the earth and being propagated through interesting coalitions in global government. So look forward to seeing you and hearing you here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Tune into our website, faithfreedoms.org. Check out our podcast. And we look forward to your participation here in this Liberty Works radio network, where we've got to do what we've got to do to save the planet.